So we have all this information here about how it's done. But the thing is how does this tie in to remote viewing or into remote influencing? In my mind, it's sort of like learning how to drive a car. You have to know a minimum amount to learn how to drive a car. But if you want to repair cars, you have to know a lot more. So instructors know more about the workings than the other people. But to drive a car is pretty simple. All you have to do to drive a car is basically is to learn how to go forward, how to go back, how to take a left, how to take a right, and how to calibrate around you. The most important part of all that is how to calibrate around you. Now, with remote viewing, what you do is when you take a deep breath, close your eyes, and relax. At that time, you're relaxing your mind, and you're going into alpha brainwave, and then you ask yourself a question. That's called segment intending. So you have to know what you want, not what you don't want, but what you do want. I have a headache. I don't want to have a headache. I want to feel fine. I want to feel better than before. Okay, and so you always end up with what you do want. So if you know what you want in life, if you have a segment intending for any drill, like if I could make $1 million with this advertising project X, how would I? At alpha, when you're hooked up to what we call the spiritual dimension, which is actually called in quantum mechanics, it's called the non-local universe, then all the information will feed into your mind that pertains to the frequency that you've asked for information from. So you would sit there, you ask your questions, and this would be getting into the mental video, which we'll cover in much more detail later. You find out what you know right now, and you find out what you don't know, and you find out what you want to get. And the mental video will cover all three of these. And so what you'll do is you'll take a deep breath, relax. You'll go to the level of mind where you connect up to your right brain hemisphere so you're aware to get the information that comes in. And then you can ask yourself, if I could make $1 million with Project X, how would I? And that will cause the transderivational search process of your mind to attract those attractor fields of that information. Then all of a sudden, either right then or in a dream that night or during the next day up to about 72 hours, you'll start getting information about how to do X, whatever you wanted to do in the same process. I had another marketing project that I was working on, and I'd been giving these seminars on Huna, which is the teachings of the shamans out of Hawaii, the Kahuna, and I had about 4 years worth of backlog videos that I'd collected from various seminars I gave, and I was down at a marketing seminar, and I was learning how to write copy, even better copy for advertisements, and I asked myself at level on the plane back, I said, how could I use this new marketing stuff I've got to help people learn stuff that's going to help them? And so I went to level and I just sort of dozed on the airplane, you know, relaxed, eyes closed. And all of a sudden it says, well, write up a letter and call the letter the Kahuna Warrior Mind Suck Training Program. And I go, okay, sure. And I left out the Kahuna Warrior Mind Suck stuff. And I named it something esoteric. And so I wrote up some ad copy. And then I went to level the next night. And I go, I wrote the ad copy. Is there anything I need to change? And I woke up in the middle of the night and it says, yes, change the title back to Kahuna Warrior Mind Suck. And I said, sure, yeah, you betcha. And I went back to sleep and I woke up about 10 minutes later and says, no, get out of bed, write it down, change the title to the Kahuna Warrior Mind Suck, do it now. And I go, yeah, uh-huh, you bet. So I went and turned over and went back to sleep and I had about yelled in my ears the next time. So I got up and I wrote down Kahuna Warrior Mind Suck Training Program. Next day, I put it out. I mailed out a test mailing. We made $108,000 in 3 weeks off that project. And it was the title that sold the package. And so how can you use it? Well, the way you use it is you pay attention to it. You ask the right questions, then you pay attention to it, then you take actions on the information that you've got, and then you basically calibrate and see if this is what you want or not. It's pretty simple. Remote influence is real easy to do. In fact, remote influence is so much easier to do than remote viewing. I mean, if you're in their body energy field, you can influence anybody up to 30 feet. I've demonstrated using the auric influence of unzipping somebody's energy field all the way across an auditorium, and they're at the front of the class, and we're at the back of the class, and we energy test them, and it works. But the reason it works is even though you're distanced by, say, 150 feet, all the other bodies are linking up their energy fields together, so when you work on them, they're close enough to be able to attach the energy field to the one closest to them by the stand. And if you go to level and communicate to them distant communication with their criteria, you can actually get some very, very positive communications. But if you're trying to make them do something that's totally against what they want to do and you don't use their criteria, it won't work, but they'll still be aware of the communication. And so remotely influencing will work as long as you keep everything in mind, dovetailing their outcomes with your outcomes for the best of all concerned, then it always seems to work.